Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda.
And before we get started, please, if you're in the room, support us with a like to this video so that we can get on the algorithm. If you're not subscribed to our channel, please subscribe and help us grow, since Mostly Peaceful Latinas is self-funded. No Illuminati, no lizard people, per usual, just us. And our sponsor.
And our sponsor, Century H2O. If you're looking for a water filtration system that is affordable, easy to install, visit Century H2O and use our code MPL10 to get a small, I think it's like 5% off. We have Century H2O. They're a great patriot company out of Arizona. Takes about 20 minutes to install under your sink. Takes out all of the horrible toxins that are in the water. Lead, chloride, sodium, I mean, everything that you can think of. And then it actually mineralizes the water so you can have magnesium and other great minerals in your water. So visit Century H2O and support an American, a pro-America company, and of course, your favorite Mostly Peaceful Latinas. We have a great show. We're going to wait for a few
people to come in. We got a lot of sass.
Hi, Katrina.
A lot of attitude. A lot of this with my neck tonight as we're talking about Ron DeSantis, his minions, the Manosphere, and their new AI BJ machines.
Believe it or not, the men who have been tasked to shame, vilify women, the modern day women, which is really everybody probably here, whether they think they're not, are now selling artificial vaginas. I don't want to say the P word on camera.
I don't know if you can say that other word either.
Vagina? Private parts.
I mean, if you weren't supposed to say it.
And it's just hilarious because I cringe almost every single time I see these men talk.
Oh, God.
Obviously, any pushback that they get from women like us becomes, you're a feminist, you're a libtard, you're a leftist, like one of our followers was calling us today because we call them degenerates. But what do you call people who are literally masturbating with or getting blowjobs with a robot? What do you call that?
What word would you guys call this? Traditional?
Is this traditional getting blowjobs?
Would one call this high value? I don't know. Times are tough. All right, guys. So
we got over a century. Let me make a little announcement on my page as well.
Okay, I thought you were going to make an official announcement. I'm like, I didn't know we were going to learn something today. Let's give a shout out to our boy, Adam, always taking care of his favorite Latinas. He says, the gloves are definitely off. It's time to circle the wagons around 45 and get ready for a street fight. Happy Thursday, ladies.
Thank you, Adam. Oh, and Adam, by the way, I got your birthday present. I was going to tell you on camera. Adam, thank you so much. By the way, guys, my birthday is on Saturday. And Adam sent me a Trader Joe's gift card, which is so appropriate. So I was just telling Bella that I went to Trader Joe's last night and I couldn't even find chicken. There was like nothing in the aisles. It was crazy. So I got
to
go back tomorrow.
Joe Biden's America.
And thank you so much. And he also sent me a Bible, a beautiful Bible. I really appreciate that. Adam, you are the best. Give me 1 second. I'm going to make an announcement and wake up with Linda so people can join.
Guys, drop your questions in the chat. Drop the super chats if you want to support us. We'll try to get some questions. Not in the super chats.
Yeah.
We can. But yeah. Let's go start off. So right
Hold on,
now,
I'm trying to make my
own. I'm sorry. Wait, guys.
I'm trying to make just a little announcement. Hold on. Hey, guys, come on the live stream. We are live right now. We're going to discuss the drama between Trump and DeSantis, a few of the narratives that have been created by his propaganda team, and a lot more. So tune in right now. Is that fine? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Let me actually retweet on.
Retweeted too.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Let the tweeters know that we are live. Even though we're like public enemy number one on Twitter because the DeSantis bros, you know, are completely astroturfing Twitter and they hate us because on their neck all day. We don't give them an inch.
Yeah, I have to take a break from Twitter every once in a while because it's just way too much and they're very aggressive and mean. And even today, I said something that they didn't like, and it wasn't really a DeSantis bro. It was, I guess, the Groypers. They were like super racist and also telling me to, you know, talking
the
about
Groypers
my tits.
The Groypers have a love-hate relationship with us because we're base, but we're Latina, so they can't factor in the contradiction.
Right.
I feel. And we're women, so it's like, damn it. We can't have like base women, Latinas. Like, that can't be. No.
Hold on.
But we love the Groypers, you know. We love everybody who follows us and supports us. We're really loving Destiny's fans.
Yeah.
Destiny's fans. Can I tell you guys, like, what a great experience the last week has been since we had Destiny on the show. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly been because you would expect that there would be, we disagree on so much politically, right? But I've found that the majority of the people that are Destiny's followers that have found their way to their page have been so decent. So polite, like even in saying like, I disagree with half the that you guys are saying. However, nonetheless, I appreciated the conversation. I appreciate your take. Honestly, just top tier, creme de la creme. Some of the coolest people that I've engaged with on the internet,
yeah.
Especially after coming out of the shit show that is the Ron DeSantis minions.
Yeah, it's actually pretty horrible. But with that being said, we can get started.
So let's start off with the Ron DeSantis thing. So what is Twitter melting down about today? You guys know that Twitter is a very sensitive place.
Actually, yesterday.
Always something to lose. Yeah, I guess it started yesterday. But it's still ongoing today, which lets you know the severity of it because like the story didn't even like move. It's like 24 hours later and here we are.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So Donald Trump, truth, doubt. Kaylee Milk Toast McEnany just gave out the wrong poll numbers on Fox News. I'm 34 points up on DeSanctimonious, not 25 up. While 25, it's great, it's not 34. She knew the number was corrected upwards by the group that did the poll. The rings, the rhinos and globalists can have her. Fox News should only have real stars. So mean.
That is probably this is that they said, this is it for me. This is why I won't vote for Trump anymore. Never. Who cares again about the economy? Who cares about foreign policy? Who cares about the fact that the United States, he was able to accomplish more than any president in 4 years? Who cares if the country was running perfect and our military was being rebuilt and our border was secure? Who cares about any of that? You know what we care about? The fact that he called Kaylee McEnany milk toast, which is actually not what he
meant.
Let's
actually pull it up. Let's actually pull it up because we've asked several people that are like, I can't believe he called her milk toast. I can't believe that. All right, so what does milk toast mean? What was it that he called her? Is it like a way of like saying that your mom's a whore or
that
saying
that you are?
What exactly is going on here? Well, let's see here now.
Let's see what
the
that
definition
means.
For milk toast is a timid and meek or unassertive person.
Yes.
Yes.
That is a very horrible thing to say.
Oh,
I mean,
so
how
vicious.
Dare he?
What a mean man.
He disrespected his mom, her mom. He basically killed her dog. How dare he? And of course, the grifters, because let me tell you something. The majority of these people on the internet, probably why I barely even post any content anymore. I enjoyed not being that much on the internet, except here on Thursdays, is because I cannot relate to most of these conservative influencers anymore. Because if you don't agree with anything that they say, if you don't, shit on every single brand, if you're not the perfect Christian, if you're not the perfect conservative, then of course you don't fit right in with them. And let me tell you something. I think what I'm most shocked about is have seen people that through the entire 4 years of Trump in office, 2017, 18, 19, 2020, and even beyond that, were making fun or laughing at the jokes that Trump was saying. He went through the entire 2016 primary, disrespecting Ted Cruz, disrespecting Jeb Bush, nicknaming everybody low energy Jeb and lying Ted. I mean, this is a man. Which, by the way, if you go through his Wikipedia, you're going to see how there is a list, a very generous and long list of all the nicknames that Donald Trump has come up with for his enemies. Literally.
It's beautiful.
There's a domestic list, and then there's the foreign list for the foreign leaders, including like Kim Jong-un and whatnot.
Rocket
but
man.
All of a sudden, we don't want mean tweets. And it's funny to see some people that I actually really like. I don't have a problem with them or anything bad to say, but it's just like, oh, we want mean tweets, but just not for people that we like.
And he said it right here.
Okay.
Where's the bring back the mean tweets energy? Where's the
bring back the mean tweets?
Where's the bring back the mean tweets energy?
Well,
I thought they wanted more mean tweets. I thought they did too. Here's the part that drives me insane. Oh, Trump better not keep acting like this, or we swear we're not going to show up to vote for him in November 2024. It's like, bro, so many people like me and Linda, I'm sorry if you think it's in poor taste.
Yeah.
Love it. Trump.
Every reason you hate Trump for is the reason why we love him.
Trump broke the status quo. I don't want him to go up there and act like a politician. I want him to go up there and be complete ape shit feral and kill everybody with whatever boomer ass nickname he's gonna come up with, because let's be honest, he's a boomer. It's so cute. Like, what is he actually saying? Oh, milk toast McCainy? Like, come on, guys. Like, we can't even be serious that this is truly that insulting.
The worst part is
that not only is this the reason why we love Donald Trump, so the more that you're like, oh, Donald Trump in his mean tweets, the more we're gonna continue to love him, just like we did in 2016, just like we did in 2020. The worst part about this is that you nerds used to love this shit too. You loved when he was going against Nancy Pelosi. You loved when he was going up against Chuck Schumer.
And Republicans, like Lonnie said, now you're mad.
Now you're mad. Well, because we're reliving 2016 all over again. Now you're upset that this guy is not the proper politician in the cookie cutter, bro. Nobody voted for him because of that, which is another point that I wake up every single day thinking about it. And every single day I wake up triggered, because these DeSantis bros that are like, it's time to move on from Trump and we need somebody that can actually win. I don't know if you guys have paid attention to, I don't know, election trends since the inception of the presidential office in the United States. Never in the history of this country has a Republican candidate gotten anywhere near as many votes as Donald Trump did in 2020. Mm-hmm. Never. I don't care if you think that he lost and that he couldn't win. It does not. Never in the history of this country has another Republican politician gotten more attention or recognition than Donald Trump did in 2020.
Or brought this many different groups of people together, including the Latinos, including the Blacks, even if it's a small percentage, including Asian Americans, including the LGBT. I mean, when you look at the map from 2016, all of the different, I guess you'd say, I don't know, demographics that Trump brought together, he was even able to bring 12% of the Bernie bros who were disappointed with Bernie getting the election stolen, and then they decided to rebel against the DNC establishment and vote for Trump. I also saw something very interesting from Christina Pusha. Let me first say who Christina Pusha is, which, by the way, despite the fact that we're not on the same team, I still admire her ways.
I still admire her talent.
She is great at her job. Christina Pusha is Governor DeSantis's spokeswoman. And she used to be part of his office. And then she was moved over to the Ron DeSantis war room. And she's basically the propagandist behind everything that you guys see coming out of Ron DeSantis, right? She's the one behind bot accounts. She's the one that has been befriending influencers to come over from the Trump side to the DeSantis side. And so something really crazy that I saw from Christina Pusha this week was that she was trying to imply that there are a lot of like pro-Trump bot accounts who supported Barack Obama in 2012 and 2008. Why is this crazy? Because we know that Trump was able to flip places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and the Rust Belt from get those Obama voters, and they voted for him. There are so many voters in Miami-Dade that also, even Cuban Americans, I was looking at the stats, I think like 56% of Cuban Americans actually voted for Barack Obama. So you are now alienating people who voted for Barack Obama, then supported Trump, and more than likely also voted for Ron DeSantis and or would consider voting for him in 2024. Every vote counts. That's actually the strategy that Fetterman has, and is actually one why his team won. Conservatives didn't want to admit it. They said that it was because there was discrepancies. I can't say the C word, the cheating word, but John Fetterman's team, actually, he didn't need to be around because he actually worked his butt off to get every single vote regardless. They even went out to small conservative towns in the middle of Pennsylvania with 10,000 citizens. I mean, I read their entire strategy, and they were knocking on doors and they were getting those votes. So I don't know why she would say that. I think that was kind of like a misstep on her part to try to alienate these Barack Obama voters who were also Trump voters. And some of them were lost again to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And some of them were lost from Oz to Fetterman in Pennsylvania particularly. So that is quite interesting. Somebody on the chat say, Latinos for Trump is crazy. Well, let me tell you
something. Well, we found the white supremacists in the chat, because 9 times out of 10, when somebody sends that, it's a white person trying to tell the brown girls how it is that they should think and how it is that they should vote.
But I think the craziest part of his statement is crazy. You think he really cares about Latinos? I don't need the president, whether it's him, Biden, Obama, Clinton, or Bush, to care about Latinos. You vote for a president based on their policies. They don't need to hold your hand to go to the bathroom and tell you, I really care about your race because you're brown or black or yellow. No one gives a fuck. You know what I care about? Lower taxes. Okay. I care about the fact that my gas was cheaper. I care about the fact that as a small business owner, I was paying a lot less and everything in my business was flowing a lot better, including the supply chain for my business. You know what I care about? The border being secure. Mm-hmm. I care about foreign policy. Mm-hmm. I care about Russia not being at war with Ukraine, which also affects our energy prices here in the United States. I don't give a fuck if Donald Trump says that Mexicans are rapists or Colombians are drug dealers or Puerto Ricans are dumb. I don't give a shit, because I don't vote for Trump or Obama or Biden because I need him to hold my hand and he really cares about me because I'm brown. I don't give a shit. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot. Get out of our chat and go cry to whoever you want to cry to. Okay. Anyways, moving on
to that. Mm-hmm. I can't believe they didn't vote for Donald Trump. Anyways, let us fucking sit here and like shit on other Republicans. Like, everybody needs people like us in their party that holds their party accountable.
Right.
You'll never come on our show and see us shit on Democrats. Not because we don't highly disagree with them. We shit on them often, but the truth of the matter is that it's like, what's the fucking point? I don't vote for those people. Mm-hmm. This is the part that you guys don't get how politics works. Democrat elected officials, while they have to represent the people, don't actually care how you conservatives feel about what it is that they're doing, because you don't affect their bottom line. Mm-hmm. You don't vote for them. You don't put them into office. They're going to do right by the people that do put them into office, which is going to be said liberals. Mm-hmm. Now, who do you put into office? Oh, that's right, Republicans. So who's supposed to do right by you? Oh, that's right, Republicans.
Have they done right? Republicans done for...
Please tell us, where are the wins?
For any of us, since we got him into the House.
Tell us, where are the wins?
What wins do we have from Republicans?
How have they greatly represented our interests and fought for the injustices against conservatives? How?
Let me tell you something about, for any Democrats around the chat, I have Democrat friends. Voter for Biden, voter for Clinton, pro Obama, the whole thing, campaign for all of them. We never talk about politics because honestly, I don't give a shit. I don't care if my friends want to vote for Biden or whoever they want to vote for, right? We don't talk about politics. That's just kind of like our rule. However, because of this entire situation with Trump, DeSantis, and DeSantis can win because he can get the moderates and all this stuff, I have actually been bringing up, just out of curiosity, I for the first time in I don't know how many years, probably 5 years, I asked my friend on Saturday, we were together, she's a Democrat, and I asked her, I said, hey, I know we don't talk about politics, but I want to ask you, who is more hated between Trump and DeSantis, in your opinion? Very involved person. She actually volunteers for the voting stuff, whatever you want to call it. She said, obviously, DeSantis is more hated. She's like, I don't know what this guy's doing. There's the stuff. She mentioned the stuff with Disney. She mentioned the insurance stuff. That's higher cost of insurance and higher cost of living in Florida. She's like, obviously, like, Trump, we didn't like him, but like, he, regardless, like he wasn't doing all these things, right? So, and that's not the only person that I've asked. I asked multiple people the same stuff. I don't want to change your mind. I'm not telling you vote for Trump in 2024 or do this or do that. What she did tell me though was we need to get Biden out of office. Oof. That's what she did tell me, which was shocking to me. Literally shocking to me that somebody like her, who has been a huge Biden voter, who celebrated in Calle Ocho when he allegedly won, tells me
pots and pans.
Yes, she was one of those pots and pans people. She went to the La Cosa de la Libertad, the Liberty whatever building.
Imagine that.
It was literally shocking to me to hear her say that we need to get this old man out of office. We don't know what this old man is doing. He's like awful, and it's just terrible. And that was obviously like the end of that conversation. We didn't really get into many details, but it was kind of like, wow, I didn't really get that. Whereas 2 weeks ago or last week when we had Destiny here, Destiny loves Joe Biden, apparently thinks that he did great with the vaccines, thinks he's doing great abroad. I think that's obviously false. I don't know about the vaccine situation. I can't tell you how many vaccines people got or not. I'll be lying. But I don't think he's doing good abroad. I don't think the world respects him. I don't think that he can stand up to Vladimir Putin. I don't think he can stand up to Kim Jong-un. I mean, look at what's going on in Russia, Ukraine. So there's a lot to be said. But going back to this conversation with DeSantis, there's a few talking points that we have been gathering throughout the week. Right. So what's going on right now, it's basically that Governor DeSantis is attacking Trump from the right. He's trying to come off as the more conservative candidate, where Trump is more of a moderate, more of a New York liberal. That's what they have branded him as, which is funny because we all knew that that's actually why so many of us gravitated towards Trump, because he was different, because he was willing to bring everybody together. And the first thing that they're attacking him on is, what is it called? The criminal justice reform. So if you guys remember during the Trump administration, criminal justice reform passed. This was something that Barack Obama promised, more specifically to the Black community, because there are so many Blacks and Latinos that are incarcerated. And he was not able to actually fulfill that promise in 2018 or 2008 or 2012. Here comes Trump, and this is a bipartisan effort, and they passed criminal justice reform, which is the first step back. You had people, it was like, remember when Alice Marine Johnson, who was friends with Kim Kardashian, or Kim Kardashian was trying to get her out of jail. You know, some conservatives actually called her crackhead grandma or heroin grandma, because I think she dealt crack back in the day, and that's how she got caught. And then she went to jail, and she was supposed to be incarcerated for like life. But anyways, they're basically saying that Trump was soft on crime because he was able to pass his bipartisan legislation. Now, Ron DeSantis says that one of the first things that he will do with a stroke of a pen is actually get rid of the First Step Act and get people back in jail. By the way, we're all for law and order. We've seen the ramifications of weak laws in places like California, in places like New York, criminals getting out of jail, mostly from this district attorney, Soros-bought district attorneys. However, I do not see how this is a winning strategy for Ron DeSantis or any Republican that wants to go against Trump and undo a bipartisan legislation that had been promise to the American people for the past 3 or 4 election cycles. It just doesn't make any sense to me, except for, of course, that he's pandering to the more right-wing conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Jesse Clayley, Matt Walsh, Tommy Lauren.
These are all like the people that did not like Donald Trump in 2016. These are the same never Trumpers that had no choice but to swallow up the fact that the rest of we the people loved Donald Trump. And I go back to the point I keep making week after week after week after week, which is that you cannot win without the MAGA majority. We made numbers and headway in 2020 because we were one united front. This is where the logic doesn't come in. Oh, Trump is being divisive with his tweets. No, we were already one united party under Donald Trump. So what was the need for DeSantis to come in with, what is he at right now, a 20% approval rating?
he's polling almost as low as Robert Kennedy Jr. So it's really that bad. You know, I'll be honest with you. I am not one of those people who has called Ron DeSantis. What?
Oh, I need the charger for my computer.
I was like, oh my God. I'm not one of those people that's calling him the Soros and he's a globalist. Like, I'm staying away from all that petty stuff because at the end
of the day, whether
you call it conspiracy, whether you believe it or not, I don't care about that. I care about policy. I also care about his intentions. I also care about who's behind him, who's backing him up. I don't care about, did the Soros endorse him? I don't care about shit like that. But for example, why would I not agree with DACA? Because that is the other thing that they're hitting Trump on. For those of you guys who do not know, one of my first YouTube videos that went viral was actually a video about DACA. And the video that I made that went viral was like a 10-minute long video. And it was basically talking about how Barack Obama did not offer a pathway to citizenship to the Dreamers. Instead, he literally said, and I quote in his 2012 speech, this is not a pathway to citizenship. This is a temporary solution. So what does that mean? That means to all those Dreamers that have been here, whether it was when they were a year old or 2 years old or 6 months old, do not have a way to become permanent residents and then citizens of the United States of America. Instead, they keep extending this program, which basically just allows them to work here and be legal and not get, you know, sent back to their home countries. Trump comes in and says, I'm going to undo DACA. I'm going to get rid of DACA, right? But instead, I'm going to offer a permanent solution for these children, or not, they're not even children anymore, they're adults.
I mean, for the sake of being clear, the Supreme Court decided to get rid of DACA.
No. No.
Yes.
Look it up.
The Supreme Court ruling? Absolutely.
Look it up, because that's what Destiny was arguing with us. Destiny was arguing with us that the Supreme Court upheld DACA as a program. So Trump basically had undone it, his administration, and the Supreme Court said that they had to keep the program going. Nevertheless, the point is that Trump was actually the one that wanted to give these children or kids or whatever, adults, a pathway to citizenship.
So that's where, because this was just recent. This was in October of last year. Mm-hmm. So in October of last year, DACA rule rescinded and replaced the 2012 DACA memo. All current grants of DACA and advanced parole issued.
Yeah, but you gotta look it up under the Trump. DACA rule. Look it up under Trump, because that's newer stuff. You gotta look it up on the So anyways, the point is that now you have the DeSantis team, including Christina Pusha and all these people saying, well, Trump is pro amnesty. Trump does not care about illegal immigration. There's actually a video floating around right now on Twitter. I wish I would have given it to you, of Governor DeSantis's and actually Kayleigh McEnany. We can probably play that next, Bella, of them saying that they agree with giving Dreamers and the DACA recipients a pathway to citizenship. In fact, Kayleigh McEnany says that it's un-American to send back these kids to Mexico or Salvador or Honduras or Guatemala, because a lot of these kids were brought here by their parents without their consent. I mean, they were the parents, so they consented, I guess. But, you know, there's a lot of these children that came here when they were literally 6 months old. What are they going to do? Like, how is that someone's fault that they were brought here when they were a year old, 2 years old, 5 years old, mm-hmm. and then they mm-hmm. go to school here, they know the language, they work, they pay taxes, and then you got to go back to El Salvador and start your life? Are you like 36 years old?
So let me read this part. The Supreme Court did find that DACA was unlawful. However, they allowed the program to remain in place for current recipients and for those processing renewals. So there's no new applications of DACA mm-hmm. recipients that are being allowed, but the ones that are already in here through DACA are the ones that are currently in limbo, because there's no pathway for them to become legal citizens of the country.
Yeah. I am actually going to put this annoying ass user on mute because this is the second or third time that he comes to our channel. Obviously, if you guys can't donate, it's fine. But it is really annoying that he's always asking these stupid ass questions like, oh, which celebrity would you want to date? Like, I would want to date Halle Berry and Madonna. And like, bro, why the fuck are you asking these questions? If you want to ask a stupid question, then I say, okay, well, how about you send us a super chat? Well, I'm a cheapsteak. Okay, then fuck off. Like, I'm not going to answer. Like, which celebrity do you want to date, Bella? Like, what celebrity do you want to date? You want to... Bro, I wanted to date Leonardo DiCaprio back in fucking 1991. It is now 2023. Like, I don't have time for this. This is so fucking annoying. Jesus Christ. When are you going to answer questions? Like, when are you going to ask your questions? You're going to answer who? Which celebrity you want? I don't want to answer what celebrity I want to date. Like, what the fuck? I don't even think about this stuff. Oh my God,
I don't even know if I have a celebrity that up. I genuinely,
the other day, somebody asked me that. I'm like, I don't know. I literally had to look up some hot guy that I had seen on TikTok. Like, I don't know.
Even a celebrity, some like random TikTok?
No, I had seen the celebrity on TikTok. Some guy called Michael something, some fine ass Michael guy. I don't know. I don't care.
You're so annoying. Anyway, Linda answered the question.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. Stupid ass. I'm in the middle of like an important rant. This guy's like, which celebrity you want to date? When are you guys going to answer questions? I'm cheap. Never. How about never? You know? No, it's not Michael Moore. It's Michael something.
No, it's definitely not Michael Moore.
Okay, it's not Mike. It's some hot guy. I'm gonna show you guys in a little bit. Can you play the Kayleigh McEnany?
I'm trying to get it to play. That's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at.
You sent it to me.
Yes, I know. I had it. I'm trying to get it to play right now. That's where.
It's well, she figures that out, I don't know how any of this is Santa's. Oh, so here's the thing. So they're trying to come off as really, really right wing, right? Because Trump is a New York liberal and Trump is this and Trump is that. Now, last week when they announced governor, when it was a disaster, by the way, I was listening to it. It was horrible. Were you playing it?
Do I play it? Yeah, I got it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, can you hear it on your end? I don't have to have it on here, right? Because I just muted my computer.
Let me know if
you can hear it.
It's not on.
This number it's going to be on there. Doesn't deserve to be there. Look, the GOP doesn't need to be turning away voters and isolating them. We need to be bringing them into the tent. Is the last person who's going to do it.
I think that is. No, but that's not. That's from my computer.
No, look, it's saying we can.
It shouldn't be doing that because it should be picking up the sound. Like, that's on your end because it should be picking up the sound from you, not from my computer.
But they hear it. They hear it.
Do you guys hear it?
Yeah, they're here. It says, now we can.
To Mexico. We play it again. I think that they're here to stay. That's not the American way. We're not going to ship people across the border. There has to be some path to citizenship.
Can you guys hear it?
Trump has shown himself to be a showman. I don't think he's a serious candidate.
Yeah, it's going. It's going.
This is your guy. He's number two in the polls.
Hey, I don't want to claim this guy. Donald Trump, if we're going to be honest, is a progressive. He supports eminent domain. He's supported tax increases before. He's donated $300,000 to Democratic candidates. So the fact that the Republican Party is now having to claim him is both unfortunate and, to me, inauthentic because this is not a true Republican candidate. And the fact that he's being portrayed as such in media is troublesome and not accurate.
All right. So let's call a spade a spade.
Well,
she wasn't necessarily a Trump fan. Trump offered her a career-changing opportunity literally. When he made her press secretary. That is one of the most lucrative positions that a White House correspondent can aspire to have, to serve under a president. And that was an opportunity that was granted to her, handpicked by Donald Trump for that position. Now, I go back to the part where it's like people are just so fucking sensitive all the time about everything. What did he call her? He called her milk toast. Let's go back to that for a second. A timid, meek, or unassertive person. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Maybe that she flip-flops a lot. You went from not being supportive of Donald Trump to now being supportive of Donald Trump to now being supportive of Ron DeSantis, but still claiming that you're supportive of Donald Trump. Just say what it is.
No. There's somebody that's saying she was a press secretary and she was talking like this. So this is, if you look at the video, this is actually 2015 during the election cycle going into 2016. So this is pre press secretary. After that, she actually went to work before she became press secretary, she was actually like the spokesperson for Trump's team. Like, she was the press secretary. Yes. Not for the White House.
No, she was a correspondent for she was with one of the, not Newsmax. What's the other Republican channel? She was a White House correspondent for one of these like conservative, like RSD, like the Republican Network or whatever it was. And he picked her from that crowd of White House correspondents to be the press secretary.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I discriminate against hoes, including you.
That's what she was with. She was with Owen. She was with Owen.
Linda is a Karen. Yes, I literally say that I'm a Karen. Yes, I discriminated against hoes. Anything else? I'm not sure what any of this is news, but here you are on my channel giving me more clout because you guys are obsessed with me. You guys become obsessive with me. If I block you, if I don't give you the time of day, then you come look for me because you're obsessed with me. You
probably want to be like, what is Exotic Matt about you being a Karen? But you claim that, like, you literally,
yeah, like, I literally call yourself, say that I'm a Karen. All the time. I don't get it.
Like, you're gonna shame her because she calls herself she calls herself a Karen all the time, bro. You're not gonna shame her. She really doesn't care.
Okay. I'm gonna do whatever I want on my Instagram. I'm going to bash whoever I want because it's my personal account or it's my account. And
raising your child how you want to without bashing people. Oh no, is this one of these people?
I don't know who the fuck this is.
Is this them? Are they mad?
I'm trying to get.
Oh, they're mad about the twins. Listen. We're gonna have a conversation with
whores.
The twins. No,
whores.
No, that's not the conversation we had earlier, Linda. We're not. Oh, okay. We're gonna be able to talk to people. We want to
guide the youth. I want to get clout off of this fucking ugly ass host.
We want to guide Linda. That's not what we discussed earlier. We said we're gonna guide the youth. Yeah. We're gonna guide the youth instead of criticizing them. We just think that young ladies should act accordingly and not throw their lives away being whores.
Imagine thinking that I want some
She's jealous of the beauty and
prostitutes.
Well, go check out Linda's stories for exactly what it is that's going on. Linda is a Karen. Yes, she's proud of it. Yes, like, honestly, like, if you came here to shame her for being a Karen, like, you got another thing going.
Imagine,
just tell your homegirl to schedule the meeting.
She's like, she's trying to get clout. Do you not see that I already have clout? Do you not see that I already have the clout that I wanted? That I barely post anymore because I just, you guys are mad annoying. They have no sauce. They have no rhythm. They're literally 20 years old, whoring themselves out on the internet with horrible moves. They're not even like these good dancers out there. They're dressing like harlots, walking around a building, literally in a G-string with like nothing. It's really embarrassing. Actually, I'm embarrassed for them. If you were a good friend, you would tell them to clean up, stop wearing all that makeup, do their hair better, actually learn some moves so that they can actually, I guess, get money on OnlyFans or whatever it is that they do. It's really, really embarrassing. I mean, honestly, like, my neighbors and I were like, what is this? This is like a hot mess. I lived there for 6 years. I've never seen such a thing. But going back into our program.
But back to our regularly scheduled program. It was the intellect, the part that threw me off. So we talked about the DACA. Played the video about Kayleigh McEnany, and that's kind of where it is that's the
DACA situation is just basically that they're attacking Trump for wanting to give the streamers and the DACA people a pathway to citizenship instead.
Why are they tripping about the 15-minute cities? Because I've got on my phone right now at least 7 pieces of legislation that are currently sitting at the House and the Senate that are supposed to be descriptive of...
What is that?
Is that you? right now, I've got 6-7 pieces of legislation sitting on my phone right now. If you guys actually, let's go over them a minute. We're not going to go into a lot of detail. That would have to be like a completely separate episode that we do. But there are 6 to 7 pieces of legislation currently sitting on the Florida House and Senate floor that will be, that will introduce 15-minute cities. So if we actually want to talk about 15-minute cities, then can I suggest that you guys go in and research House Bill 41, Senate Bill 102, House Bill 269, House Bill 627, and Senate Bill 856, which is going to be the perfect cocktail for the 15-minute cities here in Florida. Now, we don't have the video of it, but I'm not sure if you guys, if you haven't, go check on Twitter. It's actually on there. A recent video leaked from Ron DeSantis' announcement last week for his presidential run in 2024. And out of one of the most outlandish things that comes out in this clip that Christina Pusha said was, no big deal. We say the same things in private that we say in public. Absolutely not. One of the things that Ron DeSantis clearly states in this video is that once the primaries are secure, then they will be able to start moving more towards the center. So all this far right extremism and we're the most rightly introduced right person of Republicans is all bullshit, because they're doing that, like Ron DeSantis has actually said and been caught in leaked video before. He doesn't want to upset the MAGA vote. He doesn't want to upset the base. So everything he's doing right now is just to get into primaries, at which point, per his own words, because this is what's on the leaked phone call, at which point he will stop doing all these base things that aren't really base. We know it's just PR moves, and start moving more towards the center. Because like I mentioned earlier, you don't elect Democrats to do what's right by your decisions or your vote. You elect Republicans, and Republicans go to Tallahassee and they go to DC and they wipe their ass with whatever it is that you want and answer to their overlords in the Uniparty.
Correct. If you guys haven't heard the Ron DeSantis leak tape, I suggest you do, so that you know what we are talking about. Pretty much somebody within his inner circle that was invited last week to his announcement, took a recording or put out his phone or whatever it was and later leaked it. I think the most concerning part of that situation, it's not necessarily that somebody leaked it. That happens through many different political circles, including Trump's circle. But it's more that he is lying to voters right now, especially Republican voters, and saying, I'm going to be way more extreme than Trump. I'm going to be way more tough on law and order. I'm going to be way more tough on abortion. I'm going to be way more tough on illegal immigration. I'm going to, you know, build the wall. But they recognize that this can only work for a primary. Why is that? Because for the general election, you're going to need to bring in independents and moderates and even some Democrats and able to win. And you cannot do that from a very right wing point. You can't do that. You guys know that. I know that. We may feel differently about abortion. We may feel that abortion needs to be altogether banned because of X, Y reasons. Maybe it's religious reasons. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's conscious, whatever it may be. But is the entire country there? Is the temperature of the country there? I'll tell you something else that was shocking to me this weekend when I was hanging out with my Democrat friends. One of my friends, high school, one of my great friends, she has a child now. So when you have children, you look at things very differently, right? You're a mother. You see the dangers of the world. You see things that are going to affect you in school or wherever it is. She said to me, the whole transgender stuff and the gender studies, it's very aggressive and it's too much. This is someone that 2-3 years ago, or when was Trump president? Sorry, 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And I clearly remember when Trump banned transgender people from the military, she was posting pro-transgender, I stand with the transgender community on her Instagram bio and whatnot. We talk about 4 years later, she's a mother. She's going to have to put her child in private education unless she pays for a public school, unless she pays for a private school. And now she's saying, hey, this is going a little bit too far. But her view on abortion is still more what you would consider moderate, which is abortion should be up to, I didn't really ask her, but I'm going to say 8 or 12 weeks or whatever it may be. My point in saying that is that I think Republicans, and I think anybody would be better off if they're going to fight a culture war, right? Because we already overturned Roe v. Wade. So we already got that W. We already got that win.
Right.
We already left it up to the states. Florida has a 6-week abortion bill. I think Texas has a 12-week heartbeat bill, right? Every single state can now do as their elective representatives want to do. But we are better off if we want to get those moderates going after those millennials who are going to be concerned with the gender stuff. Look at Destiny.
Yeah, no, I mean, I Destiny think that there definitely has hair. To be an aspect. And I, right. you know, you've brought up the point several times where it's like, we can't run an entire presidential election on a cultural war. Mm. It can't just be. And we are the biggest advocate for the cultural war and the mm-hmm. need for the cultural war. But you can run an entire presidential election on said culture war. What does that mean? That it can't all be like, we need to eradicate abortion. We need to eradicate mm-hmm. transgenderism. And the reason why we can't just say we need to go out there and eradicate, it's because this is politics. And if you want to win, then you are going to have to appeal to people that are not on your side. And that is very difficult to do when you completely align yourself with an extreme position. While I am very unapologetically pro-life, I also understand how a complete ban on abortion across the country will simply mean a detriment to Republicans when a younger generation goes out to vote for them in a very essential vote that they need to tip elections in their favor. So sometimes it's about winning and it not necessarily about what you personally want to be done. It's about how can we win the most battles. And sometimes not being at either far end of the spectrum means you get more done. A perfect example of this is somebody like AOC, who's so far left, even though her colleagues are all communists, but she's so far left right. that her colleagues actually try and silence her because she is so far left. You need to have some kind of mutual position, because unlike to the politics that we actually experience, the way it's supposed to work is that every party is supposed to be representative of all people right. as a collective, not just the party that voted for them. Right. So since that is the case, then we do need at some point to move towards this moderate. Now, another thing is, don't let Republicans use this cop out. Now, in a presidential election, this could be very important, but a lot of these like state races, local races that you guys go to, where they want to make the primary conversation abortion and guns, because they're such easy talking points for conservatives. Your elected officials need to be doing a lot more for you than that. Your local officials have nothing to do with how the Supreme Court is going to rule, whether it's the state Supreme Court or a national Supreme Court, how they're going to rule when it comes to these issues. Yeah. They have a lot more to do with where are the funds for your state going, things like what we're dealing here in Miami-Dade and in Florida that are affecting all Floridians, where our governor is giving full extent to insurance companies to do basically whatever they want, which is why so many Floridians are currently sitting without home insurance, without health insurance, because of the rulings that DeSantis and his House of Representatives and the Senate has actually done here in Florida.
It's unfortunate. It's you know, it's one of those things. I think talking to Destiny really reminded me of why we all live in echo chambers.
Yeah.
Right. And if you consume conservative content all day, every single day, if you're following us, if you follow DC Drano and Typical Liberal and maybe Bryson Gray or whoever you may follow, you're going to have the same talking points over and over and over. So your worldview becomes just that. It becomes that this is the world. This is my views. A lot of people agree with those views, and they do. There's a lot yeah. of people. But the reality is that there is a portion of our country who does see Joe Biden as a favorable president, who does see vaccines as a favorable thing. Look at Destiny. Destiny literally said that one of the things that he admired or he liked the most or whatever about Joe Biden was that he got 100 million doses in the first 6 months mm-hmm. or 3 months. Don't quote me on that. You guys can look at that. And if I mean, you know, on one side you have people making fun of vaxxers, right? If you sound vaccinated, all these things, which are actually very divisive when you think about it. And like I said, my children are never going to get the juice ever. I don't care if I have to live in the jungle in the Amazon of Colombia. I don't care if I have to move to Russia. I don't care if the cops come after me and I have to literally change my name. It's never going to happen. Period. End of story, right? However, there is so many Republicans who got the COVID vaccine, including my friend's parents. One of my best friends, her parents got it too.
My parents are super red pilled. My dad knows that like Bill Gates is like the devil. He believes that the Democrats are lizard people, not actual lizard people. Antifa. God, it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke. My dad believes all these things. And despite being very conspirational minded and believing that the government doesn't have our best interest in mind, he knew that there was some kind of inconsistencies, which is this a hoax, what's going on? And still, nonetheless, the fear that is inserted into these people was so great that he went to go out and get the shot.
Right.
And a lot of people did that. We still have people in my neighborhood in Kendall in Miami, which is a conservative ass
probably
neighborhood.
Probably one of the most conservative neighborhoods in Miami. Miami.
Yeah. And you go to, I go to my outdoor fruit market that Linda loves and drives all the way to my neighborhood to go to. And when I go into my outdoor fruit market, every single person is still wearing a mask.
Yeah. I mean, in my neighborhood too, right? I see people riding bicycles outside. I live near the water.
Oh, dear God.
I live near the water, like it's humid. See, like the sea is like in your face, and these people are literally jogging, riding their bikes, rollerblading with their mask on still to this day. Okay. So there's a lot of people, I would say 70% of the country took the vaccine, at least the first dose. And that really,
we have an over 80% vaccination rate here in Florida.
Today I saw Governor DeSantis' Christina Pusha talk about somebody was questioning her. Very nice. They were actually very appropriate. And they said, well, is Team DeSantis' view or perspective that Trump should have never, or any president for that matter, in this case Trump, because he was president, should have never had a vaccine? And she replied, no, but, you know, we all trusted. Basically, she's kind of admitting that she got the vaccine, which I'm sure she did.
We
all trusted Trump back in January. We all trusted, Trump's vaccine.
So when DeSantis told everybody that the vaccine was safe and effective and that they should go out and get it in his state, that was why, because Trump said so. I'm sorry. I thought we elected leaders, not followers that did every single thing that Donald Trump did, because amazing, amazing. We're the biggest Trump supporters and neither one of us got one shot.
Well, so that's what I said today. So I responded back to that because she was like, oh, you know, this was in January 2021 when many of us trusted the vaccine. I said, I'm a Trump supporter. I still am. And many of us questioned vaccines before the COVID situation. And many of us, who you guys like to call a cultist or a cult, never got the shot, never cared to get the shot. So you tell me, like, if we are a cult, how come so many of us never took it? Now, here's the other thing. And I think I've said this on camera before, but in April of 2021, I was at a mega donor dinner in Palm Beach. It was actually at Mar-a-Lago. Governor DeSantis was in the room. And literally, I was probably the poorest person in the room, along with the servers and bartenders. Everybody else was worth like millions of dollars. But I happened to be invited by a millionaire. So it was great. And there was only literally
a woman to the manosphere that's already going to be like, of course, because you women can get a lady that respected her work, millionaire invited her. Just, so, I had to make that correction before the manosphere loses their shit, because we're going to talk about their little.
So a millionaire female invited me to go because she really liked my work. And it was only three of us. It was in the table. There was like 15 people or 12 people in the table. And there was only three of us that were unvaccinated. Me, my friend, and a woman in front of me. All three of us were talking about it. And I remember that in that meeting, that dinner is when I found out that DeSantis had been vaccinated himself. He got the vaccine himself, and he refused to tell the public if he got the second dose, because more than likely he did, right? And this was Trump had already been out of office.
I don't knock them though. Here's the thing.
I don't care, we've had this conversation a hundred times. Bella, I don't care either.
No, I know it's not about that. And here's one more. It's so hypocritical. So here's the problem and what the average person doesn't understand. When you are people that have been talking about the dangers of that entire industry since way before 2020, it's almost a win that everybody is now talking about that vaccine. It's a win for us because finally, people are starting to pay attention to the fact that, hey, maybe there's something wrong with the industry. Maybe there's something wrong with the laws set up to protect this industry. Maybe there's something wrong with the procedures and the timelines that we follow. Finally, people are talking about this. See, before, the majority of people didn't care to talk about this because the only people that were seeing side effects from said shots were infants, childs. And the only people left behind to tell you the stories were the moms of dead babies that were called emotionals, or they didn't have a reason, or they were, oh, here's this disease that we made up to give a reason as to why your baby woke up dead.
Yeah.
See, when nobody, those kids never had a voice. Yeah. Those kids never had a voice. They had people like Linda, people that were advocates that would go out there and talk about the shit way before 2020. So when you people say, oh, well, Donald Trump gave us the shot, so we're going to, it's so infuriating because it's such a slap in the face and a dismissal to the people that have been fighting this fight, not just for that one shot, but for all of them for decades.
Dude, I never tried to stop any of my family members from getting the vaccine. Like, I'm going to be real with you guys. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, I just don't. I'm not going to.
Oh, it's one of the most infuriating conversations.
I'm not going to fight my grandma. I mean, thankfully she's fine. So Colombians are hypochondriacs, and so are most Latinos. Most Latinos literally are hypochondriacs, and they believe in modern day medicine, especially vaccinations. So my family ran, they sprinted to get the vaccines. Even my aunt, who shouldn't have actually gotten anything because she already has like she's immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they'll tell you like, get it. Sometimes they'll tell you no because of your condition. But I guess her doctor told her to get it. So she did. We've had family with health complications after the vaccination. I'm not going to lie to you. However, I didn't really try to fight with these people because they literally sprinted to get the vaccine. Like, they fought people in line to get the vaccine.
Yep, they sure enough do.
And I'm just not going to argue with it. Like, I was like, okay, well, if you die, you die. It was great knowing you guys. I really enjoyed our time together. I hope you guys left me some money or some jewelry.
If you die, you die.
If you die, you die. Like, or some purses. I mean, I hope you guys are able to put me.
I got mad at my dad. And you know what's funny? When my dad called me, he was scared to tell me. He called and he's like, hey, Abdul. Hey, don't get mad at me. I don't want you to be upset. I got the shot. He was like, so he knew that he had done, like, it was because he was already worried about it. Like, he knew that he had done something that he didn't feel good about.
Yeah.
Let's give a couple of shout outs here. So our girl Fairy Princess, I haven't seen you in a while, my dear. Can send us a super sticker. Thank you so much. I hope you're still in the chat. I know you sent that some time ago. Stacy writes, Linda is my favorite Karen. So I'm here for it.
So true. So true.
Enoch Jackson says, showing support. Love you, ladies. Thank you, Enoch, so much. And Lawrence Kaiser says, attorney Robert Barnes shows Murdoch company gave $10 million to DeSantis to in-book deal as potential buy for him running for president.
Yes.
He shows Christina Pusha is deep state work history in Ukraine and Georgia.
Yes.
We need to do like an entire episode exposing the Christina Pusha situation because she's got the fact that she even tries to dismiss it and act like, oh, it's in Ukraine, it's no big deal, and act like I'm such a patriot while at the same time being the biggest simp that there is for Ukraine is mind-blowing.
I follow Robert Barnes on Twitter, and I saw that he was posting stuff. I did not get to read his Substack or the art or what he wrote, but I did flag it because I want to get to
I want to see the part about the book.
You know, one thing that Christina Pusha does really well is just create propaganda. create
Well, because propaganda. Then when you understand the history of the transition of leadership that occurred in Georgia and what she was brought on to do, then you understand how much of it is Soviet style propaganda.
Right.
Because the majority of it is, and it's very strategic. And she's helped usher in color revolutions.
Right.
She's helped.
So that's what she's trying to do now.
This requires an entire right. episode, which I'm sure that somebody will send this to Christina and let her know. Oh, they're thinking about doing an episode.
Christina, if you want to come on the podcast, we will welcome you. We would actually be very happy to have you here. And despite the fact that we don't agree on our preferred candidate in 2024, we can still have a respectful and well discussion.
One last donation that just came in, a super chat from Paolo, who says, I agree with you ladies, but we need to talk about ballot harvesting. Our game is that section is lacking. Actually, I think I just saw something that there was money being
Charlie
given
Kirk.
To Charlie Kirk gave $5 million to a Scott Pressler initiative to actually pull the same things that they pull on us and take control over this. So it's wonderful to see that this is going on, that we're starting to think like they do, because it's really the only way that we have a shot in hell in winning. Mm-hmm. But also very proud of Scott Pressler, who I think is great and a patriot and doesn't get enough recognition for all of the work that he does. Guys, thank you so much for your super chats. Linda and I work very hard in our regular jobs, and we really depend on you guys to keep our channel going.
Yeah, somebody called us a grifter. I got into a fight. Just so you guys know, I'm the person on Twitter, so Bella can be exonerated from my behavior. Don't take it out on Bella. I am the person that handles the Twitter. And unfortunately, I am a Karen. And unfortunately, I do get into fights with people because I like to call them out. I try to not do it, but a lot of times I say to myself, today I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to call out, I don't know, Anomaly or any of these losers or whoever it is that I hate or triggers me. But sometimes I say, why not? I get engagement and people like it and it's fun.
And you can control yourself, especially with Gemini season here.
Right. And this week I got into a fight with this girl, Bianca. She's actually really nice, but she calls us the grifters. And it's funny because when we come here, we have to pay our studio. This is not our studio. So we have to rent a studio. We have to rent the equipment. We have to pay our beautiful and thoughtful editor that you guys can't see. And it costs us money to make the show, right? And so we're very grateful for that. Bianca, sorry, we don't work for Univision and get paid like you do or have a professional camera and set.
I want to make this comment because I know that you're caring. I know that you go off sometimes, but you have a great gift for knowing who was already doing that behind your back anyway.
Right?
It's sometimes scary. You look at it and you're like, damn, you're out there just fighting with people again for no reason. But then the tweet said something, and the tweet said, This is why you're pissing so many off, pissing people off, and why you're closing doors for yourself. Mm-hmm. And immediately,
I know that no one's gonna support you guys.
Nobody's gonna keep up. But she said something about you're shutting doors down. Nobody's gonna want to work with you. And then let me know. Wait a minute. Who are you talking about that's saying that they're not gonna give us opportunities? Believe me, the list is small. Narrowing it down to exactly who was talking shit about us, shocking, DeSantis bros, was actually pretty quick. But it's funny because you don't realize that you expose yourself. And while initially I'm like, Linda, are you just fighting with people for no reason? Then when that comment came through of like, oh, you guys just keep on shutting doors for yourself because you just want to fight. It's like, wait, who are you talking to? So you've been talking shit about us for some time now, which in that case, then I'm gonna just let my dog pop off because she hasn't been wrong yet. And it's like every time that it's like, Linda, maybe you're being a little too much. It actually ends up being that I wish you would have been worst 5 months down the line.
I was actually really nice to her. I wasn't disrespectful at first because she put out a tweet crying about Trump and saying that, you know, the Kayleigh McEnany stuff, because a lot of women acted like in such a sad way. But anyways, all I said was that she was press secretary 3 years ago. Guys, it is the year 2023. I like Kayleigh McEnany. I admire her. I think she's a great mother, a great role model for women.
Yes.
I love her. I love her sister. I work with her sister from time to time. I love Ryan McEnany as well. However, she's not press secretary anymore, my love. We don't live in the past. right? Just like DeSantis bros like to say, it's not 2016 anymore, guys. It's different now. Well, it is different now. And she's no longer press secretary. She is now a member of the mainstream media. Yes. Fox News, for that matter.
Also,
and she has been very, very low-key pro-DeSantis. So if President Trump was to hit back at somebody that's from the mainstream media, despite the fact that you may love her and have a poster in your room because you love her, we don't care.
We don't. And here's another thing. The average person doesn't care either. And you guys, so many of you, so many of us, because honestly, my life didn't revolve around politics right up until a couple of years ago. And there were so many people that was the case. So many of you just recently got involved in politics like post 2020. And with that being the case, understand this. Politics are not supposed to be nice.
No.
Have you ever heard the saying politics are dirty? Because they are.
We've
they're
seen
gross.
The worst of it.
They're disgusting. Disgusting. People backstab each other. Friends backstab each other. The people turn on each other. Spies. Well, operations to make you look bad. We've seen the absolute fucking worst of it. Believe me, calling somebody milk toast is by far
the nicest just, thing I've ever
so
seen.
So it's
and
like
heard.
You're meanie. Remember that that Orbit gum commercial of the you lint liquor or
no,
whatever?
I was probably not in this country yet.
That you weren't, and probably I just aged myself. Anyways, it reminds me of that commercial because it's like, he didn't even say anything bad. Like, why are y'all coming at my dog when you know how he is? Si ya saben cómo se pone para que lo invitan. You guys know that that's how he be acting all of the time.
Right.
And you're going to snap at him for saying the most basic thing? Absolutely not.
Well, let's actually address our donor in the chat. David,
thank you so much. You took care of the studio for the day. Thank you. We appreciate you so much. This is the Spaniard turned panhandle Florida man. You guys are so right about the manosphere. I married before I turned 23 to
Let's
a 21-year-old.
Let's
we were
go.
Both virgins. Now we're 35 and 33 and have been married over 12 years. Neither of us have cheated. These TradCon influencers are cringe. Wow. So not only did he like look out for us tonight, but David is as based as it could possibly be. Thank you for giving us that commentary right as we go into this other segment of degenerates.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Oskis, Spaniard, love it. My husband is also a Spaniard. Married as soon as he turned 23 and 21 years old.
Love
both
it.
Virgins. You know what's another thing? And I'm just going to make this assessment right here. And this is a comment that I've made to you often before, which is an observation. The people that I saw get married younger, have kids younger, start their life younger, were in better off positions in life than the people that I know that waited until much later to get married. And David proving tonight with his super donation that I'm assuming, David, and I may be wrong here, but that you're probably in a comfortable enough position where you can make a donation like this. And right. I don't think that it's not correlated to the fact that you chose this very healthy lifestyle with a woman that clearly has been complimentary to you and has helped lift you up throughout your 12 years of marriage. And that it is because of the stability of that union that you are now a successful man that can hook up mostly peaceful Latinas with the highest super chat of the night. That's what I'm thinking about, David. That's where my thoughts are.
Listen, let me tell you something, because today I posted, last night I posted about, and I should remember that some of our followers here are not the same as on Instagram, but I posted about Lauren Sanchez getting with Jeff Bezos, who's the second richest man in the world. Somebody was correcting me about that. Oh, I'm sorry. He has $1 billion.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. He has $1 billion less than Elon Musk. And I said, you know, he could have chosen anybody, because it's true, right? When you look at somebody like Jeff Bezos, regardless of what he looks like, regardless of if you think he's a lizard or this or that, or he's whatever it may be, Jeff Bezos has the access to whatever he wants. He can literally call the owner of Wilhelmina Models and say, I want you to bring 50 models from the ages of 18 to 25 to my mansion in LA tomorrow, and I'm going to pay them each $5,000, and there will be 18 models doing whatever he wants. He has that access. Or he can call the Victoria's Secret people and say, I want a Victoria's Secret show on my house, and then wife up a girl that's 22 years old. He doesn't. He didn't do that. He went he cheated on her, or he didn't, or he cheated on Mackenzie, or whatever it is. I don't know the details. I don't care. My point is that he has access to the hottest girls in the world. He could call a Victoria's Secret. He could call a whatever. And guess what? He still went for somebody that was age appropriate and now his wife, and she has,
and he didn't single just mom. Go for them. No. This is a guy that went through one of the biggest paid out divorce settlements in history. Mm-hmm. He should never want to get married again. And yet he's so in love with his post-wall single mom that he's going to get married a second time.
And I posted then a story from a follower of mine who understood the message. And she said, I'm 48. I had 3 kids. I got divorced. I found a husband, whatever. Like, just really good story.
That was a really good story.
It was a great story.
She has a castle now.
And of course, I had a friend of mine, very Christian, actually informed with Anthony. He was like, well, you're not really a conservative. Like, I love Anthony. He's like, well, you've never really been a conservative. Like, the story that you posted today about single moms is not a conservative. And I go, what's not conservative about? I'm not telling women to go and have sex with a football player and end up as a single mom alone with a child, or not get married, or cheat on their husband, or wait until they're 45 years old to have their first children. None of that is being said. The argument here is that these men in the manosphere, or these children, because they're actually children in the manosphere, are telling women that you're literally only viable. Some of them even tell you till you're 23 years old. Some of them tell you that once you hit 27 and or 30, you're basically expired milk and you have hit the wall, and then you're no longer viable for anybody.
Just to be clear, the one nerd that says that about being 23 years old is actually married to a 40-year-old something woman with a child.
Of course. Like, it's like many, many such cases.
Many, many such cases.
So that is actually who we're talking to. We are not encouraging having children outside of marriage. We're not encouraging young women to be promiscuous and or live a degenerate lifestyle. We are just saying, if in the event, right? Actually, one of our followers, we have many followers whose husbands are in the military. Suppose there is a war. Suppose, unfortunately, God forbid, your husband dies at war. You're left alone with 2 children. You're a young mom. You're 27 years old. You're 30 years old. You have 2 beautiful children. What are you going to do now? Do you want to hear us say that you're going to die alone? That you're never going to find another man that's going to take care of you and your children, because no one's going to want you with 2 children? Is that the conservative things to say? Should we say that to women? Do you know how many widows there were during World War I and World War II? So many of them who never saw their husbands after they died at war. And guess what? Those women remarried. Those women moved on with their lives.
They claim that they get remarried to lower quality men.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. No, and they just don't.
All in your perspective. I saw something so ugly yesterday or the day before that I told her on the phone. I said that the guys on Fresh and Fit were shitting on an electrician. Well, you're going to have to settle for an electrician. You're going to have to settle for an electrician because you're an OnlyFans whore.
An electrician making $60,000 a year.
Why are you shitting on an electrician? Why are you shitting? There's literally people. There's some of my friend's parents. One of the biggest landscapers in Florida, who literally landscapes for Disney and Universal in Orlando, filled with money, literally started as cutting grass. Why are you shitting on an electrician?
Well, I'm the daughter of immigrants, and my dad is a handyman that has done electrician work and plumbing work and whatever the hell it is that he's had to do to provide for his family, which he always has been able to provide for his family. So to have a nerd like Myron that's only gotten clout and attention. I was thinking about this today. Myron has only gotten clout and attention because of women.
Because of women.
If he didn't have women, because he loves to say, oh, well, you're on my podcast and I'm giving you clout. Correction. If you didn't have a panel filled with women every single week, you would have no show. Because when I go look at the views for your man empowerment content that goes on in the AM, it doesn't have half the fucking views that your podcast does, shitting on fucking women. So let's be honest to we don't need you. This is my podcast. No, you only have a podcast because women go on. This is what the Red Pill community. And to go to more clarification, I'm not a fucking feminist. I don't like feminism.
You make us into feminists because of what you say and do about women.
For the same reason that I hate feminism is why I hate the manosphere, because it radicalizes either gender against each other. Destroys the nuclear family, which is the downfall of society that we are experiencing right now.
Most,
whether you want to call it wearing a pink vagina hat at with amber rolls and saying, you know, hoes are cool or whatever, or because you're hanging out with Myron saying that women need to endure and get beat, and they need to be cheated on, and they need to be treated like shit because they don't bring anything to the table. Y'all are so fucking corny, man, when you guys go out there and it's like, oh, you're basically asking women, where's your Bugatti? I don't need a Bugatti, bro.
I don't want a Bugatti.
God's beautiful miracle is that God said I didn't need a Bugatti. I could go to the club without a dollar in my pocket. You know what I can't do? Walk the streets at night without feeling like I could potentially get raped. I can't sleep around with a bunch of fucking men and still earn somebody's respect. It's a double standard. It exists. And you guys build your entire platform saying that the double standard exists, but then you hate to see it in action. You'll say, I don't want women to have work because that makes them too independent and puts them in their male energy. But then you'll also say that women only marry for money because they want to be supported, or that if you buy a woman a drink at the club that you're a simp. So which is it? Are women meant to be independent, or are we not supposed, or are we supposed to depend on you? Which of the two is it?
I didn't have a choice. I had to go straight into work because I didn't have a choice either. I didn't have a father. My father was abusive to my mom, and she took him back plenty of times because that's what traditional cultures do, particularly in the Latino culture, where your husbands beat their wives. And my mom took him back plenty of times, and he was a horrible, horrible husband until my grandparents, who are more traditional. You don't get more traditional than my grandparents. My grandfather didn't accept gay people until probably like last week. He probably still doesn't. You don't get more traditional than until my grandparents literally said, you need to leave this man and come back into our home, and we will take care of you and your child. And that is exactly what my mother had to do. Not by choice, because she had a shitty husband, okay? My father. So when we came here, I didn't have a choice. My mother didn't have a choice. So what are we supposed to do? Not work so that we're not in our masculine energy and are able to be more feminine? I mean, shit, I wish I would have had a rich dad and I could have stayed home for fucking ever until I had a husband or whatever it was, until I was married off to somebody. But that is just not reality.
Here's another point.
That is just not reality.
Here's another point that I thought about today, bro. Good girls, like real good girls, are busy as fuck.
Literally, they like work. Us.
They go to school. Cook. They have things. They're so tired on Friday night.
Do you know how much time we spend on the phone
cleaning
the freaking house?
Every day. I told you guys the secret to keeping a clean house. There's one trick to keeping a clean house. Clean 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and your house would be clean. Literally. I clean all day long. I have a job. We have the podcast. We have a responsibility. Let me explain something to you. The girls that are not at the club on a Friday night with their friends every single weekend, those girls are not at the club because they have other responsibilities and priorities. They're involved in their communities. They have work, they have school, they're catering to these things. Are you morons? Woman to man, just kind of giving you a little like girl code to bro code here. Idle hands are the devil's playthings. You want a woman that has nothing going for her. Nothing. Because those are the women that get the invite to the yacht party on Sunday and don't have to worry about going to work on Monday.
Literally.
Those are the girls. This is what I say, that the contradiction of the red pill is that everything that they preach attracts exactly the kind of woman that they claim to hate.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the red pill manosphere is up to.
Look at what these people are up to.
Look at what these people are up to, please. Hold on, because I don't know what the hell is going on with my computer right now.
I cannot believe that the twins...
Is it frozen on your end or is it just on mine?
No, I think it's going.
I don't know why my computer's acting. Can you put it on your end? Can you see the StreamYard, the video of the... It says MPL at the bottom. It's like the little video, not the Kaylee McEnally that we picked up, but the one from the Whatever podcast. Because I don't know what's going on with my computer. It's acting crazy, the StreamYard?
No, but I think it's coming now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on my computer or not.
That's sad. It was working, right? We're trying to play a clip from the whatever. Try hitting it again.
No, the thing is that my computer, like something is
frozen.
Yeah, like something is up for it. Can you try logging into the
command to the StreamYard?
Yeah.
Let me see. Enter studio. I'm entering the studio. Hold on, guys, because this is like the best clip you're going to see. I promise.
No, like the entire, like, I really, wait, honestly, I saw this clip.
It's coming. Let us know. Damn, this sucks.
Is it?
No, it doesn't play.
Do I need to add it? The thing is that my computer is like stuck. Like it's not. I'm going to have to like restart it. Damn. It's so bad. Let me set this up for you guys while we get this clip to work. It will work. It will work. Let me just get this clip set up. Yeah, can I airdrop it to you?
What divorce clip?
And we're not going to play the whole thing because it's a longer clip. Where is the Mac Mini? Is it the Mac Mini? Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with the clip, but let's set this clip up for you guys. So you guys are aware that whatever podcast, another podcast setup that strongly relies on their women guests to gain traction, because there's a reason why when you advertise the podcast, you advertise your 6-7 sexy guests and not your mugs. So whatever podcast, you know, the epitome of what men should be listening to for male development and male advice and how it is that they get by or whatnot, and all of their other cringe ass takes that they do, has obtained a new sponsor. The whatever podcast now has a new sponsor. Said sponsor is an AI BJ machine. It is a machine that you hold in one hand and hold to your crotch, and then it moves and it simulates fellatio.
So basically,
the
whatever podcast, I think, you know, what's funny. I was invited by one of the guests, this guy, his name is Jake. And he was like, hey, you want to come on the whatever podcast on April, whatever? And I was like, no. And he was like, why not? And I was like, cause I fucking hate him. Like, I don't want to be part of that fucking disastrous show. And anyways, in the clip, Brian Atlas, who is the main guy, the host of the show, starts talking about, hey, guys, have you ever thought about having sex with robots? Like, you know, you ever thought about having sex with robots? And everyone's like literally silent and looking around and just looking at themselves like, what is this man talking about? And then he's like, we want to talk about this machine. Like, and he gets to a girl. He's like, you know, we talked about it. Like, pull it out. And he literally pulls out a machine that I had never seen before. I can't even describe it, where I guess men put their penis in there and get a blowjob. And he called it the Maserati or the Ferrari of blowjobs. And then he goes on to say,
I don't know if you could say that, so don't say it so many times.
Okay, we got it.
We got it. Okay, let's play this.
Have you?
No, it's not playing though.
Reveal this.
No, yeah, it's just got a delay.
Table, please.
No?
Yeah, that one over there.
So yeah, you can play from the beginning.
You know, putting it on the table. So
can you guys let us know in the chat if you can hear it? I don't know what's going on with this computer.
Put it on the table, please.
Me.
Yeah, that one over there. So I have here
what's
called an auto blow.
I don't want to see this. This is freaky.
Okay.
And it's actually, so this is a auto blow AI. And what it does.
You should not be promoting this.
And hold on. So you turn it on, turn the switch.
That's horrifying.
Too, right?
No, fat. Look at that thing. Dystopian.
What if you're like really girthy?
I don't know.
It's the Ferrari of fellatio. It's the Jaguar of jacking off. It's the Bugatti of blowjobs.
No.
The Bugatti.
And it's got 10 different speed settings. Use code whatever, 10% off.
I was going to say, use code
in the description.
Oh, this is a sponsor? I feel like you need a
Who here would be down to get with like...
Yeah. So...
This is masculinity.
This is
alpha behavior.
This is
male improvement. This is empowerment. Sorry.
This is the man who created an entire show out of shitting on the modern day women for their body count, being delusional and thinking they're 8s, 9s, or 10s, sleeping around, wanting rich man. This is a man that wants to hold the modern day women accountable. He's selling AI vaginas and blowjobs on his traditional show that shits on modern day dating. This is where we are right now. I have never seen such a thing. I've never even seen or heard. I didn't even know this. First of all, I didn't know this existed. I knew as much as sex dolls, because the blow up dolls that, you know, you often see at bachelor and bachelorette parties or on the internet. I didn't even know that they had a Ferrari of BJs. Now,
there's men men on the chat, like, honestly defending this and saying like, oh, women have toys. Bro, it's not cool to be a coomer. I don't care how you slice this. I don't care how you break it up. Oh, women have toys. Oh, we need porn. It is not cool to be a coomer. It is not cool to sit in your room calling women like, oh, I won't date single moms. I won't date postal women. You're this, you're ugly, you're not my type, whatever. Brian, while at the same time having a machine literally having to fellatio you because you can't get a real woman, my man. Like, I don't know how to break this down to you, but that is the gayest shit ever.
I've never that even is the heard most gay people beta, do that.
The most That's beta cooler. Shit ever That's is cooler. You hunched over in your room. In your room, hunched over, playing fucking video games, turning on your little fucking porn with your 10% whatever code so that you can have a machine on your freaking crotch giving you what you should be seeking either from a woman or from self-discipline in other things because you're working out or because you're working on your focus on your business. Yeah. No, you guys are honestly justifying investing $200 into a machine so that you can recreate the idea of sex. I don't know how to break this down to you guys.
Somebody said Brian Sanai's guy is a capitalist. You guys are just hating.
Okay.
Brian is a smug and he literally was dragged by a feminist, by a real feminist that went on his show not too long ago. Very young girl, very smart girl. Number one. Number two, you don't have a show where you want to shit on women for being modern or for being promiscuous or for doing OnlyFans or for whatever it is, having a high body count, and then go ahead and promote AI pussy. You don't do that. And you know what's funny? His co-host, so one of the guys that goes very often to the show, Chase, who I also don't like because I find him to be very arrogant and annoying, Chase called him out on Twitter and said that if he was going to be promoting such a degenerate toy, he was not going to go back on the show.
Well, I would also,
and they're also asking for $5,000 per show to sponsor the show. I mean, they have a huge show. They get a lot of audience and they have really high super chats. But I really doubt that any, brand
I just can't imagine that anybody would that. Honestly, you cannot sit here and tell me whenever we call out the manosphere that it's like, oh, you guys are feminists, these men just empower men and they're giving men their power back and, you know, walking away or whatever that other gay shit is that the manosphere is currently doing right now. You cannot make that argument and then also tell me that the epitome of manhood is to sit hunched over in your fucking bed with a machine going and suctioning in and out.
I'm like, sorry, that's beta, nobody heard that's us not- for the guy that's like, who hurt you? Like, nobody hurt us. Like, we don't need AI pussy. So I'm not hurt. Like, you're hurt.
Oh, the coomers are mad. Yeah, the coomers are so mad. Listen, bro, study semen retention, understand what it does to your brain, what it does to your body, and what it does to your spirit, and then come talk to me, because there's no reason why two women from Miami need to be teaching you about semen retention and why cooming is bad. There's no reason why two women need to be telling you why it's unhealthy for you to spend an absurd amount of time with a machine tugging at your junk for hours on end, because all of you are the same way, for hours on end, and that I need to be the one to tell you that that's unhealthy and that you're going to be such a beta that you're going to get upset in the comments and be like, who hurt you? Nobody hurt me. I got a man, baby. And my man isn't with his junk inside of a machine all day long. Yeah. Never has been in his entire life, because he's never had to struggle to get a chick in his entire life. So what you need to do is go to the gym, count your macros, maybe get your money right, get into a little cryptocurrency, I don't know, whatever it is that you guys do to help improve yourself. But don't sit here and try to justify to me why a male empowerment podcast is pushing a machine to keep you guys like sheep, like NPCs tied up to your freaking playing with your wangs like you're a baboon in a freaking zoo.
Right. We have defended men various times on this podcast. We have even given you examples of how the system is set up against men. And we're not talking just about in divorce court or marriages. We're talking about even the red flag laws, if you want to go back to politics and how it was.
Someone just said in the comments, and you know that they won't even clean it because you know they're not.
No.
Someone said, and you know they won't even clean it. I hate it here. Get me out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what was I saying?
Everything out equally. That you're.
We have defended men a lot of times, and I do think the system is set up against men, and I do think that it's very dangerous, especially in Florida. If you're a man and you date a crazy woman, she could literally go to family court. We've seen it happen, and lie about you and say that you beat her up or you're threatening her, and that you have, you know, 15 AR, you know, you have AR-15s and you have this and you have that, and they could potentially come after you. However, this type of buffoonery is just bizarre. Somebody else said, why make such negative comments? Because the man makes money and at the same time suggest to women that they should be better. What, like, first of all, Catalina, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what
once
that
again, I don't once again, and we will say this for the last time. I don't think we need to repeat it again. If you are going to have a show where you shit on the modern day woman at all times because she's promiscuous, because of the way she dresses, because she
didn't
get married.
I think that she's saying that they shouldn't make negative comments about women just because they have money. Just because they're the ones that have the money.
Got it. Okay.
And then tell women
so
that. So no, I get what where you're saying. No, absolutely. And it's look, another clip. If you guys actually go into our community once the video is done, if you haven't subscribed already, what are you doing? If you haven't liked already, what are you doing? But when we wrap up, which we'll wrap up soon enough, go into the community and look at our last post. Actually, in a whatever clip, Brian goes off about all of these men. Brad Pitt, Momoa, Bezos, all of them had divorce initiated on them. All of them had their wives initiate divorce. So, and I go in and I'm like, all right.
Well, why did that happen?
I challenge you to your duo, Brian. So he goes on to list all of these names of these really powerful men: Bill Gates, Ben Stiller, Dr. Dre, Alex Rodriguez, Ben Affleck, David Duchovny, Tiger Woods. The list goes fucking on about how all of these poor men had divorce initiated on them by their women, and the women divorced them. And if men like Brad Pitt don't have a hope, then what hope does an average guy like Brian have? Here's an idea, Brian. Bill Gates had an affair. Ben Stiller had an affair. Dr. Dre physically abused his wife. Alex Rodriguez cheated on his wife. Ben Affleck is an alcoholic that cheated on his wife. David Duchovny cheated. Tiger Woods cheated. Sean Penn had an affair. Sylvester Stallone had an affair. Brad Pitt had an affair. Ryan Phillippe cheated. Paul McCartney had an affair. Michael Jordan cheated. If rich, high-quality men of status can cheat and get away with it, why is your podcast encouraging dusty average to cheat on their women and give them the illusion that they're going to maintain that woman by their side while doing it? Right. Here's a hint. You don't want your woman to initiate divorce? Don't cheat on her. Believe it or not, women will value integrity, honesty, loyalty, significantly more than a Bugatti.
Right.
And the women that don't are the exact piece of shit women that you hate and compare the rest of us to.
So, you know, one of the main reasons why I never went and dated the famous basketball players or NBA players or NFL players or any of, I live in Miami. It's not that uncommon. You could literally go to the gym and run into, like, I'm not saying this as like I'm special or anything else. You know that. You ladies know that. You can literally, at my gym, I've worked out next to J Balvin before. Mm-hmm. I have worked out next to Nicki Jam before. I have worked out, what was Khloe Kardashian's ex?
Lamar Odom.
No, not Odom. Another one. Whatever. Another.
I don't know. LeBron James used to work out there doing Wade used to work out there. Like, all the biggest names.
I mean, in Miami or any of these places, you could literally work out next
Linda's
to.
Linda's gym is the gym where all of the Heat players go to hang out at. So if she wanted
to. Or the NFL players.
And she's also mad stacked. Not just because she's my girl. She's mad snacked. There's not reason why any basketball player wouldn't be all over.
Right. But my point is that time and time again, and this is an ongoing joke with my friends, is that I always rejected these type of men. Sometimes I went on a date with them because I wanted free food. Kill me. But I never wanted to have a relationship with these men because of their lifestyle, because of who they are, because they cheat, because they're not good fathers, because they will impregnate you and then impregnate somebody else. In fact, I'm going to tell you guys a funny little cheeseman, a fun some gossip. This was probably like 6 years ago. I used to do this kickboxing class at my gym, 9 a.m. I'll never forget. And this girl used to come in. She was really hot. She was a bottle waitress at Liv, I think. She ended up giving birth. She would always bring her baby. So I would carry the baby, blah, blah, blah. I never knew who the daddy was. I come to find out that the father of that child is actually Reggie Bush. When Reggie Bush had his wife pregnant, he also got his mistress, this bottle girl, pregnant. So they ended up giving birth to both children around the same exact time. And that is the reason why I never wanted to actually have a relationship with any of these men. It wasn't by lack of effort, or it wasn't by
that the opportunity wasn't there.
Is that I didn't want to.
You weighed out your priorities.
Right.
And
right.
Living and existing with a baller and the yacht and the PJs and the entire thing wasn't worth integrity, loyalty, a man that's not out there fucking dogging you and bringing back a potential disease or worse, una loca that he's messed literally with, because that. God knows that that's wrong, that's worse, that, and having to deal with that. Yeah. Like, you can't put a price on that. So it goes back, like, the kind of women that value Bugattis over loyalty are the women that you hate.
Yeah. No, I it's so funny. I mean, we're talking about when I was like in my early 20s and I was young, and you're young and you're easily impressed. And some of these guys were hot. So why would I not go on a first date with them? I was actually joking about the food, but it's so funny how these people take everything seriously and they want to nitpick. Like, look at this guy. So you went on foodie calls. The fuck? You're probably broke. I can tell, especially by the way you spell. And then Catalina, I use men for food. No, men ask you out on a first date.
Bro.
And I don't know why you care if men. And I don't know why you care. As a woman, why do you care if a man that makes millions of dollars, I'm talking about millions of dollars a year, spends $500 on a dinner
date?
This
really stresses me.
When the reality is that man was spending $500, $600 on a dinner date at Prime 112 or any high-end luxury restaurant in Miami to fuck me.
Let me explain to you something.
I don't know what you care about.
Let me explain to you something. I'm going to go back to the double standard.
Imagine caring about
the double standard that the manosphere exists by and then gets mad at women for enjoying the privileges of said double standard.
That's so funny.
I am a woman.
Yeah.
I am a woman. Now, I'm also an independent woman who's had a career and pays my own shit.
Right.
But if you want to date me as a man, you will court me. Yeah. You can call that interesada. You can call that gold digger. You can call it whatever the hell it is it wants. In nature, when a man penguin wants to attract a female penguin, it finds the shiniest rock that it could find and gives it to her as a gift. And then after that, they mate forever. So if it's good enough for the penguins, it's good enough for me. Or what? Penguins are simps now? What was the example you gave the other day with the peacocks? The peacocks that dance around and show off for their female. That's also simp. This happens in nature. Women have that advantage. I know how much it upsets the manosphere. I know how much you resent women.
It's so funny that they think that, like, what do you guys think, that men shouldn't spend money on their first date? Like, what happens? Like, you then have to fuck or something? Or... I don't understand. What is it that men have to do? Like, you have to commit to them before going on the first date, or else you use them for money?
I go back to the fact where I'm the prize.
I'm so confused.
What do I bring to the table? Nothing. I don't have to bring anything to the table because I am a woman. I am the commodity. This is traditional values.
You know, Catalina, you're very annoying. Like,
interesada y masculina. Because it's transactional, right? No, it's not transactional.
If I was interesada, then wouldn't I have... actually dated
Catalina? You know what the problem is with people like Catalina?
Catalina probably only
gets picked up for drive-through dates at 2 o'clock in the morning by guys that go, they can't pick up the girls that they want at the club, and then they gotta go pick up girls like Catalina, and she thinks that by saying I don't want your money and I'm not interested and you don't need to do anything for me, that somebody's gonna pick her. Mama, you're a pick me.
You're a pick me.
I am a high value woman. So if you want to date me, if you want me to take my time away from my business, from my job, from my family, family, who I dedicate time to, my mom, my dad, who are growing old and who I help. If you as a man want to me to take time away from those things that are important to me to focus on you, then you will court me. Because the highest asset that a man can have to showcase your value isn't a Bugatti and it's not a fucking Rolex. It's the woman next to you on your fucking arm.
Yeah. So yes. I'm not going on coffee dates and I never will ever. I'm not going to get dressed, get ready, spend money on my hair. Like today I dyed my hair and it cost me $180 to do my hair. It cost me another $30 to change my polish. It cost me money to get makeup. It cost me money to get perfume, I'm not going to do all that so that I can go through the drive-thru, which I'm sure are the dates that you're used to. Or for this cheap Dominican, who I would never date a Dominican, by the way, so I could care less. I would never date a Dominican.
And then it doesn't even talk.
And this guy's like, spend $25. Okay, well, you're broke. So you're going to have to go through the women that want to be taken to a $25 dinner, which I'm sure there are plenty of women out there. But not everyone's going to do that. And by the way, oh, thank God I found my wife from Dominican. You're literally mad that we called out Brian by selling AI vaginas.
Why are women not traditional?
You're not traditional. You're not a good you're not a good human. You're a coomer. That's what you are. And Dominican women are crazy and a lot of them are hoes. So I'm not really sure what your point is.
Is that Catalina? She's still going, I'm a grandma, I'm traditional, and then they want men to be loyal.
You're loyal to people that are loyal. She's literally been all over the place.
You know what the worst part is?
She's mad that I went on dates with extremely wealthy individuals who can afford very expensive dinners. So she's mad that women go on dates for food, which is obviously a joke. And now she's talking about she's all over the place. Like I don't really care.
Coffee date is not enough for me.
No, I'm not going on coffee dates.
I just don't understand this part. It's not about the coffee date. You know what the sad part is?
I do want to say that. You and I are both women. I do want to say that. Coffee dates are not enough for me. Period. End of story. You have access to other women, not me. I've never had an issue with men. I don't have an issue with men. So you worry about the women that you want to choose. If they want to go on coffee dates, I think that's beautiful. And I worry about me and the men that like me. Very different.
The highest status symbol for a man is a woman, not a Bugatti, not a Rolex. So if you're going to spend $40,000 on a Rolex and another $500,000 on a Bugatti, then you can spend some money on the woman that you want to attract. I'm sorry. Women don't work. I had some guy be like, oh, I love when on the podcast, they're like, oh, well, I have more money than you. And it's a man telling a woman that. Okay. And that's kind of what you're supposed to do. But it's your role as the masculine male in society to provide. If we were living in caves, it wouldn't be about the Bugatti. It would be about, can you go kill the saber-toothed tiger and bring it back into our home so that I can cook it for you? But because we don't live in caves anymore, the equivalent of that is you don't bring back a saber-toothed tiger. You take me to have a nice bowl of pasta at a restaurant. And that's okay. And sometimes, as a good woman, when a man that I love, that makes me feel safe, as my husband very much does, when a woman feels safe, then she in turn will do nice things to make the man feel special too. What do you know? Women will also spend money to make men feel special when they feel like they have a safe space. But that safe space has to be created first. This idea where it's like, oh, well, we're meeting in the middle from the beginning. You don't deserve a woman. What you want is a homie. What you want is a roommate. Yeah. And what you want is a bro to lift with.
You want sex for very cheap.
Which is fine. Get a roommate. Go lift with your bros. Like the Fresh and Fit podcast says that men have to do, that they shouldn't live with their wives, that they should live with their bros. Go live with your bro. Buy yourself the machine off whatever. And you're set, bro. That's your life. You hate women. Women are not a commodity. They're only after your money. Bro, you're good like that. That's your lifestyle. But us, whether or not you, because here's another thing that the men on the internet think, oh, well, I'm almost 40 years old. Yes, I'm post-wall. I am.
Who cares?
Can I tell you that I've never had a problem getting men, and that at this point in my life, as a married woman, I don't need to go out and get men, clearly. But that if I wanted to go out into the streets, I would still have more options than the average men, because that's just how women are set up. So, oh, you're post wall. I don't care. I'm not an option that's available to you.
Yeah.
So you can say, I'm not going to choose you because of XYZ reasons. And it slips right off me because I have never been an option that's presented to you.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go on your coffee date. If you think that's bad, then choose someone else. I mean, there's literally so many women. You can go on Bumble or whatever the kids do nowadays.
Do we have any last questions?
And here's the other thing. Somebody else said like, oh, I'm a single dad. Like, no girl wants me. I was just literally at a baby shower where I saw all my friends on Saturday. A lot of my Democrat friends, one of my girlfriends from high school, married to a single dad. Now they have two children together. So I also don't agree with that. Maybe younger women may have a problem with that. But if you go for girls that are like early 30s, maybe they're divorced already, or maybe they don't care because they know that the options now is that some people got married in their 20s and now they're single parents. So I don't think that, I don't know your situation. Obviously we don't know each other, but I don't think having children as a man is going to stop you from getting
a good woman. No, I don't think so at all. I think on the contrary. I shouldn't speak. I don't know what the statistics are. I know that the manosphere loves to speak in statistics, but at least from what I've seen from myself, we actually had a great podcast with a panel of women and we actually spoke about just this, where there are many women that see a man with children and they see responsibility. They see somebody that's providing, that's a good role model for their children. And that shit is sexy as fuck. So don't think for one second on the contrary. And then you also think like, damn, if he's a good father to his kids, he could be a good father to the kids that he could have with me someday. So quite the contrary, I say that stand up, king, raise your kids. And if there's really, and honestly, like I learned from my father, if there's a woman out there, when you find her, make sure that she loves your kids just as much as you do. And that's a priority because those are also signs of a good woman. A woman that doesn't judge you because you have kids. A woman that's not going to be like, well, fuck them kids for your children. And it's going to love and support your children just like you do. That's a good woman. So hold out for her.
Listen, I literally said, I don't know your situation, right? I literally said that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're getting a little bit crazy, but I literally said, we don't live in your shoes, so I don't know. But my point is that do women date men who were previously married and have children? They do. For last super chat, there is Giancarlo Hernandez. Thank you so much. Here in Cali, I courted a girl on a date to a restaurant and the girl called me a facha. A facha is basically a fascist, bigot, sexist. Us. Viva America la Hispanidad, Madre Patria España y el resto del mundo.
Being a conservative dating in California,
that's kind of tough. I don't think I've ever.
Giancarlo actually sent another one. He said, hola from Shitty Cali. Hope you both ladies are doing great. Viva America la Hispanidad y la Madre Patria España.
Hostia,
hombre. Yeah, I mean, guys, you can leave the commentary. We're going to be here. We're going to continue to do our commentary on politics, which has always been our give. But we are also going to provide commentary on the manosphere because honestly, we think that it's rupturing society. We see that there is a great need for men to have people empower them. Mm-hmm. And honestly, none of our conversations are to shit on men. In fact, quite the contrary. We want to empower men to think.
No, well, we are going to shit on the manosphere.
You do not need to spend thousands of dollars on a manosphere coach for one of these dating coaches to tell you hate women, and that's how you're going to get them. You don't need that. Women will date short men. Women will date funny men. Women will date guys that are a little overweight, guys that are balding, guys that are short, guys that are tall. Women will fall in love with you.
Right.
This idea that you need to have a Bugatti in order to make that happen, or that you need to have 12-pack abs and 3% body fat to make that happen is not rooted in reality.
I dated a 3% fatter.
They're the worst.
And it was the worst. He was a keto person. He was always angry.
Always angry because they have no carbs. So you want to like stick a spoonful of arroz in the middle of the night into their fucking mouth because they're so cranky.
It was just very annoying. Anyways, Salty, we had another super chat. Salty Refried Bean. He say Bays Bella. And then Big Armada 1988. You guys hit the nail on the head calling the manosphere feminism for women. I don't know how anybody can defend someone who sells something like that and then tells men they need to be on their purpose, which is what I was trying to explain to Carolina, who's kind of like dumb. And I just kicked her out of the channel. I put her on timeout because she kept asking, why are you talking about Brian? Once again, if your profession is to be a OnlyFans girl or an OnlyFans man. There's actually this guy who's so hot. I mean, wow, he's the hottest person that I've literally ever seen. And he is an OnlyFans model. He himself sells himself on OnlyFans, not really for women. It's actually for men. Because obviously gay men want to see him do inappropriate things. And he owns it. He literally owns the fact that he is a male hoe and he does not care. If that guy is promoting an AI blowjob, whatever, that's his style of work and content. But when you are creating a show where you only invite OnlyFans models, strippers, promiscuous women to shit on them, to ask them, what is your body count? Rate yourself from 1 to 10 and then tell them that they're delusional because they're not really a 10. They're a 5 and they're post-wall and no one's going to want them. I'm sorry, but I am going to trash you and I am going to talk shit and say that you're embarrassing for selling the AI vagina, whether Catalina thinks so or not, or the other one, or the annoying Dominican in the comments. I don't care.
This last point right here is so important. I think that we can end on that, where it says, pick up a Bible, go to church, the Catholic church, dudes, it's simple. Mm-hmm. I fought it for no reason. Then I realized the church was our backs. One of the biggest problems with the manosphere is that it is godless. It is a godless movement, because right. even when they do insert religion into it, it's a very, it's almost, they've warped it. They've warped it to fit their needs. So I cannot put, as a woman, you need to feel safe around men.
Yeah.
If these are the men leading society, I do not feel safe as a woman. You want to talk about repealing the 19th Amendment?
Hell no.
I would only be willing to give up my right to vote if I feel safe with the men of society. And when the men of this society are promoting BJAI machines in a godless movement, and those are the videos that have millions and millions and millions of followers, there's a reason why people like Dylan Mulvaney are walking around making pretend that they're women. It's right. because of weak men.
Right.
That's not women's fault. It's about the weak men of society. And if we're ever going to get better,
yeah.
we need to put God back into being and actually, I'm not going to say back into being an alpha. Stop wanting to be alphas. Be sigmas. Stand on your own. Be a strong man. You don't need your gym bro. You don't need your shit. You need to be a strong man that has God, that looks out for your bank, for your body, for your family, and for your community.
The last super chat, Dark Knight, he says, love your content. There's a content creator named Torsha. She knows the manosphere in Red Pill. We will definitely check her out. Okay, guys, we've literally been going for 2 hours now. I got to pee really, really bad. But we will have the audio right tomorrow for anybody who wants to re-listen to our podcast. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also check out our sponsor, Century H2O. If you need a water filtration system that it's affordable and it's made by an American patriot out of Arizona, we use it. We actually have Century right here. It's been a lifesaver.
Guys, don't forget please, Century, because I think that part of the reason is that you guys are drinking this gay water.
Yeah.
And then that's why people are cooming so hard.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to end up like the guys that listen to whatever, hunched over, with your AI machine, then drink Century water. Go to Century H2O. Use code MPL10 and get yourself some nutritious, healthy water that you can drink lots of when you're on the gym doing your man shit. And thank you to Dirty Mike, who says, this is just to keep you guys here. Thank you.
Really.
All right,
thank you guys.
Thank you for your support. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.